from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The bridge over the Mattagami River is fully reopened following rehabilitative work done to it as part of Connecting Link reconstruction. The city's infrastructure director, Scott Tam, says there will still be the occasional lane closure, allowing for final touches like the pedestrian rail replacements.
Then in the upcoming weeks, that would be the same scenario for Porcupine Bridge, as that one's rehabbed.
The good weather all summer contributed to the continued target of early November for all of this year's Connecting Link work to be completed. It's not the full motion that Rock Wissell wanted, but he says the council resolution concerning the proposed drug and mental health rehab center at the Ramada Inn is okay for now. At last night's council meeting, he asked for support for his campaign for more openness and information for residents of Ward 1. The only part that didn't pass is the provision for the project to be paused. That decision belongs to the Cochrane District Services Board, and council can't control that. Wissell says he'll continue to work on making sure the residents get the answers they're looking for. Ottawa is further reducing the number of international students permitted to enter Canada in 2025. New international study permits will be reduced by 10% from the 2024 target of 485,000. That same target will continue into 2026. The new measures are an effort to address Canadians' ongoing housing and affordability concerns. Canada's chief electoral officer says there might have to be changes to the way candidates are nominated to run in federal elections. Stéphane Perrault says the ballot in Monday's Montreal by-election was over a meter long, with the names of 91 candidates. The ballot in June's federal by-election in Toronto had 84 candidates listed. Perrault says that's causing issues, especially for people with vision problems, and is delaying results. The vast majority of the extra candidates were from the Longest Ballot Committee, a group calling for electoral reform, a requirement that candidates put up a $1,000 deposit was struck down by the Supreme Court as unconstitutional in 2017. And whoever won the largest jackpot in Lotto Max history will have to divide the $80 million in at least half. OLG says one winning ticket for last night's draw was sold in Grey County, that's the Owen Sound Collingwood area. A ticket with the exact same numbers was bought in Quebec. Winners have a year to claim the cash. And of course, there could be several people who chipped in on either winning ticket.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.